the most beautiful shade of blue. Lou. On deck a scant hour later, Angelica pulled Coco aside as Aurélien, Olympienne, and Sabaté hovered around Celie, bidding her tearful farewells. Truly, actual tears dripped down Olympienne's lavender cheeks. Scoffing, Beau readjusted his pack and started down the plank. Halfway to the seafloor, he turned to jerk his chin at me.
Come on.
I hoisted my own pack over my shoulder. After dinner, Isla had wasted no time in expelling us from her realm. She might have been the most conceited creature alive, but she had gifted us supplies for the journey ahead, at least. That included fresh clothes, sensible ones this time, and warm ones, too. I'd also slipped a new sheath around my thigh, just in case. Reed drifted along behind, still comatose, as Elvire and Leopoldine escorted us from the city. With each step, the unease I'd been avoiding grew impossible to ignore. It set my teeth on edge, pulsing painfully in my right temple. Despite my pleas, Isla hadn't woken him. She'd insisted she couldn't intervene. I'd insisted we couldn't rob Chateau Leblanc with a 6.5-foot, 200-pound unconscious man in tow. Truthfully, I'd expected him to wake by now. He'd been unconscious for hours. Do not worry, Louise. His injuries are not fatal. He will wake. Of that, I'm certain. My head continued to throb. The others walked toward the gates in silence, seemingly oblivious to our rather giant problem, except for Beau. He threw more than one anxious glance my way. I assume he expected me to transform into the maiden at any moment. I half expected it myself. Even now, I wasn't sure how I'd done it, but I took care not to think too long or too hard about that shiver in my skin, that heady sensation of wild abandon. Curiously enough, it reminded me of rooftops. If I closed my eyes, I could almost feel the wind tangling in my hair, my arms stretching wide as I propelled myself upward, outward, from shingles into empty air. Exhilaration swooped low in my stomach for those precious seconds. Those precious seconds when I might have flown. When my hands began to ripple, my eyes snapped open. Beau still stared at me. What is it? I snapped. Spit it out.
Are you okay? With...
He jerked his chin toward my hands.
That?
I eyed him suspiciously.
Are you?
He tipped his head, considering, before a fierce smile broke across his face.
I think it's the most impressive fucking thing I've ever seen. You're a... Lou, you're a goddess now. Goddess divine.
I matched his smirk with one of my own, despite Isla's words ringing loud and true in my ears. My sister chose wrong.
Queen of the sea urchins.
His smirk vanished at the last, and he stared resolutely at the back of Elvire's head.
About that, I want to apologize.
He cleared his throat.
For earlier.
Ah, I exhaled with a soft chuckle. There's no need.
There is a need.
You told the truth.
It wasn't the truth.
He shook his head in agitation.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Isla, she twisted my words.
Clearing his throat, he tried again, lowering his voice so the others couldn't hear.
I do find you extraordinary. Perhaps not extraordinarily brave or just or true, but extraordinary nonetheless.
When I rolled my eyes, politely skeptical, he stepped in front of me, forcing us both to halt.
Who else would have accepted the spoiled son of a king? The misused aristocrat, the sacrilegious huntsman. In the eyes of the kingdom, we are nothing.
His voice dropped lower still.
You've given us all a place, a purpose, when before we didn't have one. You are the reason we're here, Lou. And I don't care about the water's truth. You are my sister. Never forget it.
He sped up to walk beside Coco and Celie without allowing me to answer. Probably for the best. I couldn't speak around the emotion in my throat. When we finally reached the shores of L'Eau Mélancolique, the water supporting Reed burst, the last of Angelica's magic falling away, and he collapsed upon the sand. I immediately dropped my knees beside him.
Shit!
I checked his pulse again, pried open his eyelids to assess his pupils. All sounded and looked perfectly healthy. Exhaling harshly, I poked him in the ribs. Nothing. I flicked his nose. Nothing again. I blew in his face, his eyes, unlaced his boot to tickle his foot, even slapped him smartly across the cheek. Nothing, nothing, nothing. My chest tightened with frustration as I dragged him to the water's edge. When splashing his face yielded no results, I swore viciously and prepared to dunk his entire head, his entire body, if necessary. But Beau stopped me with an impatient hand.
I don't think drowning him is an option.
It worked for me. You've tried magic, I assume.
His eyes darted up the path and into the mountains. I didn't blame him. Morgan and Josephine could have been watching us at this very moment. Still, as much as Isla had insisted she wouldn't get involved, I doubted she'd forgive an attack on her people so quickly. Constantine had been under her protection. It would be a very brave witch indeed, or perhaps a very stupid one, who trespassed on these shores again. Morgan and Josephine were neither brave nor stupid. Here we were safe. For now. The patterns are in a knot. I resisted the urge to snap at Beau again in light of his confession. It must have been hard to admit such things aloud. I appreciated them.
I can't make any sense of it.
Coco approached tentatively.
I could take some of his blood.
My mind immediately recoiled from the idea. The last time Coco had taken blood, she'd foreseen Ansel's death, and I'd had quite enough of misinterpreting the future.
Angelica said,
Celie started, but I interrupted impatiently.
We don't have time for cryptic advice. He needs to wake now.
Celie crouched beside me in response, placing a comforting hand on my back, and I felt like the world's greatest ass.
Sorry, I muttered. I just don't know what to do. If we don't wake him, we can't steal Angelica's ring, and if we don't steal Angelica's ring, we can't count on the Melusine to join us against Morgan. Without the Melusine...
I understand.
Her hand drew soothing circles.
At least Reed is all right. He is. Look at him.
Forcing my eyes open, I watched him breathe, each swell and fall of his chest a small comfort.
Celie smiled.
Truly, he could be only sleeping. An enchanted sleep, perhaps, but...
Her eyes flew wide.
What?
I lurched upright.
What is it, Celie?
One of the stories my mother used to read me, she said breathlessly, clapping her hands together. It was about a princess cursed with eternal sleep. The only way to break the spell was the kiss of true love.
Coco scoffed and threw herself on the sand.
That's a fairy tale, Celie. It isn't real. We just bathed and dined and conversed underwater in the royal palace of Melusine, where octopi walked on leashes and the goddess of the sea served us salted sea lettuce.
Celie's cheeks burned pink.
None of this should be real.
Beau arched a brow.
She makes a fair point.
Fine.
With a sigh of fatigue, Coco fell to her back, folding her hands on her chest.
Kiss him, then. Kiss him good. Just do it quickly. And when that inevitably fails, I'll prick his finger, and we can make real progress.
I looked between each of their expectant faces, feeling utterly ridiculous. True love's kiss? Celie had apparently mistaken this nightmare for a sweeping romance, complete with the white knight charging in to save his fair maiden. I glared at Reed's lips. To be fair, it had started that way once upon a time. He'd crossed the entire kingdom to save me from Morgan's sacrificial altar. Perhaps the roles could be reversed now that he was in need. And what real harm could there be in a kiss? Exhaling hard through my nose, I gripped his shoulders and leaned over him.
Here goes nothing.
My lips brushed his in a light caress, and I parted them slowly, touching his tongue to mine. Just for a second, just a single breath. My eyes fell closed at the simple joy of it, of kissing Reed. God, I missed him. For too long, our lives had been tangled yet separate, intrinsically linked yet forever apart. It was my fault. It was his, too. But mostly, it was Morgan's. He didn't awake. Sighing in defeat, I rested my head against his chest and listened to his heart. How many times had I lain in this exact position, counting each beat? He'd often stroked my hair, traced my spine, even when things had been strained between us. When things had been good, however, he'd wrapped his strong arms around me and... A heavy hand fell upon my back. My eyes snapped open. Behind me, Celie gasped. Coco gasped, even Beau gasped, as I scrambled to my elbows, staring down at Reed's face in shock. He blinked back at me, and those eyes, they were the most beautiful shade of blue. Giddy laughter bubbled up my throat at his frown. Sleeping Beauty awakes! His hands landed lightly on my waist.
I beg your pardon.
Skimming a fingertip along his dark lashes, I leaned down to kiss him once more. He drew back before I could.
You slept for a while, Shas. We worried you wouldn't wake up.
I chuckled and brushed my nose against his. His brows puckered.
You aren't going to believe where we've been.
I didn't pause for him to guess.
We went underwater, Reed, to the sea floor of L'Eau Mélancolique. You were there too, of course, just unconscious.
My thoughts swirled in an incoherent blur of excitement. Where to begin? So much had happened in such a short period of time.
We walked with Melusine in Le Presage. Did you know they can grow legs? And we dined with the Oracle in Le Palais de Cristal. The Oracle is Claude's sister, remember? Isla? We met Isla, and she was the world's biggest bitch.
He stiffened abruptly, and his frown deepened to an outright scowl.
My apologies, mademoiselle, but I think there's been a misunderstanding. Please.
He lifted me from his lap, depositing me firmly onto the sand beside him.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Captain Reed Diggory.
He cleared his throat pointedly.
And I'd appreciate if you'd refrain from using such coarse language around me in the future.
I snorted in disbelief.
That's rich coming from you, Monsieur Fuck.
His eyes widened comically at the expletive, and I laughed out loud. He didn't.
Fine, I said, still light with giddiness.
His prickliness couldn't puncture it. He was awake, I was awake, and we were together, finally.
I'll play along with this, whatever this is. Some sort of foreplay?
Pushing to my feet, I offered him a hand. He stared, as if it might bite him. Shrugging, I brushed off the seat of my pants instead. If his eyes had been wide before, they nearly burst from his face now.
Bonsoir, Captain Diggory.
Laughing again, I dipped in a theatrical bow.
My name is Louise Leblanc, daughter of the infamous Morgane Leblanc, and I am positively chuffed to make your acquaintance. I see you're missing your official uniform, but no matter. Shall we light the steak now, or...
His eyes sharpened on my face, and without warning, he launched to his feet.
What did you say?
My smile slipped at the sudden fierceness in his voice. I glanced at Coco and Beau, who both looked back in bewilderment. Celie rose slowly behind me.
My name is Louise Leblanc, I repeated, less theatric now.
For someone as stoic as Reed, he could play act much better than I'd anticipated.
And I'm chuffed to make your...
You're the daughter of Morgane Leblanc? A witch?
Alarm bells began pealing in my head.
Well, yes.
He tackled me before I could finish. We hit the ground hard, rolling, and his forearm collided with my throat. My breath left in a painful rush.
Ow!
Gasping, I shoved at his chest, but he didn't move. His forearm remained. Combined with the weight of his body, I could scarcely breathe.
Okay, Shas, this roleplay thing has officially gone too far.
He only pressed down harder until lights popped in my vision.
Right, this wasn't fun anymore.
Cocking my head back, I smashed my forehead into his nose, thrusting my knee into his groin when he recoiled. When he bent inward with a groan, I scrambled out from beneath him.
What the hell is wrong with you? I snarled, clutching my throat. Are you trying to kill me?
He panted and bared his teeth.
You're a witch.
Yeah? So?
Ignoring me, he tore at his bandolier, unsheathing one knife and reaching for another, the one directly above his heart. But it wasn't there. Its sheath remained empty. He checked the others frantically, fingers seizing each one, before he realized what we'd already known. All emotion slid from his face. With deadly calm, he said,
Where is my Belisarda?
I inched toward Coco.
Stop it, Reed, you're scaring me.
He stalked forward slowly, intently, matching each of my steps with his own.
Where is it?
A tree ate it.
Coco gripped my elbow and pulled me to her side. We watched him approach together.
In the southern part of the kingdom. Buzz and his bandits attacked on the road, and Lou threw your Belisarda to protect me.
She paused, uncertain.
Don't you remember?
You.
Recognition flared as he focused on Coco.
You're a healer in the tower.
His eyes dropped to where she clutched my arm, and his lip curled.
Are you in league with this
witch? I...
She stopped short when I shook my head, my stomach plunging with déjà vu. I'd had this exact conversation with Boz after he tried to kill me in La Forêt des Yeux.
Had Reed...
No. My mind seized, unwilling to continue thought. He wouldn't have. He couldn't have. Could he? Who am I? My voice shook as I stepped in front of Coco, toward him and his knife. The movement seemed to surprise him. He didn't strike right away. Instead, he stared at me with brows furrowed as I carefully pushed down his blade. How do we know each other? He lifted it back to my face. We don't. No, no, no. If this is a joke, Reed, it's gone far enough. I do not joke. The truth of the words fragmented in my chest, and I exhaled deeply, absorbing their pain. No one was this good at play-acting, which meant he had forgotten me. Just like Boz, he'd forgotten. Only this time, I couldn't reverse the pattern. I hadn't cast it. But how far did it reach? And why was he acting this way? I searched blindly for an answer, remembering the way he'd collapsed in my arms, the way Morgan had collapsed with him on the beach. If he'd truly forgotten me, did that mean... Holy hell. Are you sure? I asked. Think hard, Reed, please, just think. I'm Lou, remember? I'm your... I glanced down at my empty ring finger, and the cracks in my chest splintered further. I'd returned his mother's ring. Stupid. So stupid. I'm your wife. His eyes hardened. I don't have a wife. Easy. I jerked back as he swiped at me, lifting placating hands. I am your wife. Maybe not legally, but in the biblical sense. Perhaps speaking of his holy book had been a mistake. With a snarl, he charged again and I sidestepped, kicking his knee from behind as he went. He didn't stumble as planned, instead pivoting with frightening agility. This time his knife caught my shirt, but I twisted at the last second. It shredded my sleeve instead. God damn it! The fabric fluttered uselessly in the breeze. Just once I'd like to keep my clothing intact. He rushed again with unexpected speed, catching my torn sleeve and yanking me closer, lifting his knife to thrust it deep in my chest. I caught his wrist, but physically I was no match for his strength. The blade plunged lower and lower, and not for the first time in my life, I looked death straight in the eyes. They were the most beautiful shade of blue. Something hard thudded into Reed's back, propelling his knife the final inch. Blood welled as it pierced my skin, as Beau pounded at Reed's head with both fists. Coco soon joined him, hissing as she punched down on Reed's elbows, breaking his hold. When he turned, dragging Beau over his shoulder and throwing him to the ground, Coco wrenched a knife from his bandolier and sliced open her forearm. The bitter scent of blood magic coated the air. We don't want to hurt you, Reed, she said, breathing heavily. But if you don't stop being an asshole, I'll cut you a new one. His nostrils flared. Demon spawn. She bared her teeth in a grin. In the flesh. He moved to attack her, but Beau caught his ankle. Stop this now. I command it as your crown prince, he finished lamely. Reed froze and frowned down at him. Your Highness, what are you doing here? That's right. Beau choked on a cough, still struggling to breathe. He pointed to his chest. I'm in charge, me, and I'm telling you to concede. But you're... Reed shook his head sharply and winced as if in pain. Are you my brother? He touched a hand to his temple. You are my brother. Beau slumped on the ground. Oh, thank God, you remember. He twirled a hand and coughed again. Put your knife down, Reed. You're outnumbered, if not outmanned, and I have no interest in seeing your second asshole. He turned to Celie, who stood apart from the rest of us, her face ashen. Do you want to see his second asshole? It was Reed's turn to blanch. Celie. Instead of dropping his weapons, however, he streaked to her side, his righteous anger deepening to outright rage. He pushed her behind him. Stay back, Celie. I won't let them touch you. Oh, good Lord, Coco muttered. Reed. Tentatively, Celie pushed at his back, but he didn't budge. His eyes found mine, and in them, hatred burned hotter than anything I'd ever seen. I could feel its heat wash over my skin, primal and visceral, eternal, like Coco's hellfire. Reed, this is unnecessary. These Louise and Cosette are my friends. She tried showing him the green ribbon around her wrist. See? They will not harm me. They will not harm you either. Just give us a chance to explain. What? He whirled to face her then, seizing the ribbon and tearing it free.
You call them friends? They're witches, Seelie. They killed your sister.
Yes, thank you for that kindly reminder.
She snatched the ribbon back, scowling and stepping around him.
You'll be surprised to find my ears actually do work. I know who they are. More importantly, you know who they are, if you'd stop acting like a barbarian and listen.
I don't.
He shook his head again, eyes narrowing. Confusion clouded his gaze, and stupid, useless hope lit in my heart. He sensed the truth in her words. Of course he did. Surely he could feel something had gone terribly wrong. Surely if he followed the thread of his thoughts, he would realize what had happened, and he would reverse the pattern. And he had to reverse the pattern. Forgetting me was one thing, but this wasn't Reed. This was a murderous zealot. He must have botched the magic somehow, perhaps pulled two cords instead of one. As quickly as the thought came, I dismissed it, knowing in my heart it wasn't true. Reed hadn't botched anything. He'd simply forgotten me. Forgotten him. Forgotten everything. Remember, Reed, I whispered, tears thickening my voice. Please. I don't know what you gained by doing this, but give it back. It isn't worth it. When I reached out to him, unable to stop myself, his knuckles tightened on his knives. He pushed Seelie behind him once more.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The pattern.
The sounds of the beach fell away as I wrung my hands, imploring him to look at me, to see me.
It's your magic. Only you can reverse it. You lost consciousness in L'eau Mélancolique. Think back to that moment. Remember what you chose to forget.
Lou. Coco shook her head sadly. Don't.
He needs to understand. I can help him.
He did understand. That's the point. He made a choice he felt was necessary. We need to respect it.
Respect it?
My voice rose hysterically.
How can I respect it? How can I respect any of this?
I flung my arms wide, dangerously close to my breaking point.
If he doesn't love me, if he doesn't even remember me, what was the point in all this, Coco? What was the point in any of it? All the pain, all the sorrow, all the death?
Tears limned her own lashes as she took my hand in hers.
He did this for you, Lou. If Morgan is forgotten, maybe you're finally safe.
I tore my hand away from her.
I will never be safe, Coco. Even if Morgan has forgotten me, Josephine hasn't. Auguste and his chasseur hadn't. How are we supposed to win this war if Reed can't separate friend from foe?
I don't know. She shook her head helplessly.
I really don't. I just know he saved our lives.
Reed wrapped an arm around Celie's waist then, pulling her away from us. I closed my eyes against the sight of it. The sight of them. He'd made a sacrifice for the greater good, yet again. My blood spilled upon the altar.
You're both insane, he said brusquely. Come on, Celie, we need to go.
Celie's voice rose in protest.
But I don't want...
You're making a mistake, Reed, Coco said.
He chuckled darkly.
Don't worry, I'll be back for you, witch. And your friend. I'll even bring some friends of my own. Perhaps we'll build a bonfire. Oh, you'll be back all right, brother.
Beau rose to his feet.
You have nowhere else to go. But you won't be taking Seelie with you. With all due respect, brother.
All due respect means honoring the lady's request, Coco said. She doesn't want to go with you, and you don't want to pick a fight with me, Reed. Not without your Belisarda.
The threat hung heavy in the air. I finally opened my eyes. Reed's throat worked with palpable distress as he weighed the situation. Two witches against an unarmed huntsman with his blasphemous prince and childhood love caught in the crossfire. The chasseur inside him, the part ruled by duty, by honor, by courage, refused to leave. The man inside him knew he must. Coco hadn't been bluffing. She would hurt him if necessary. He didn't know I wouldn't let her. He didn't know he could wield magic. He didn't remember me. Leveling his knives at our faces, he spoke softly, viciously.
I will be back.
I watched him disappear up the path with an overwhelming sense of emptiness. Coco pressed my head upon her shoulder.
He'll be back.